KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The leader of the Trainer Community School District can stay in his current role while his appeal of a state-ordered suspension continues to work its way through the legal process. According to the Daily Nonpareil, the Iowa Board of Educational Examiners voted Wednesday to continue the stay of a final order it issued August 7th, 2015, to suspend Trainer Superintendent Kevin Elwood's professional license for 30 days. Elwood was cited for failing to make a reasonable effort to protect the health and safety of the student or creating conditions harmful to student learning as the reason for the suspension. He sought a judicial review, and following a ruling on February 10th upholding the suspension, he has appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court. Dwayne McGee, executive director of the Board of Educational Examiners, said the order is final unless a court orders that it must be modified in some way, shape, or form, which did not happen in the Polk County District Court's ruling. Elwood has said the main reason for his legal challenge is the Board of Educational Examiners issued an order for a 30-day suspension after an administrative law judge recommended issuing a public reprimand. Fifth Judicial District Chief Judge Arthur Gamble said the sanction didn't meet the legal threshold to be overturned, but the judge noted that it could have collateral consequences to Mr. Elwood's career as a school administrator if imposed by the board. The Trainer School Board held a closed session on Elwood's legal situation during a special meeting held this past Tuesday. The board's next meeting is on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Well, Tiffany Torno received a surprise gift from Ashton Kutcher on Thursday morning. The Daily Nonpareil reports the gift was part of a surprise philanthropic flash mob. The native Iowa director and entrepreneur Kutcher funded for all the classroom projects in Iowa on fundraising website donorschoose.org. A total of 131 requests, including four from Council Bluffs and one each from Lewis Central, Glenwood, Harlan, and Red Oak, Shenandoah, and Trainer, received funding. In addition, several other Southwest Iowa teachers had projects funded by the Pound Best School Day campaign. Among them was Kristen Skog at the Harlan Community Intermediate School in Harlan, who received $313 for music books, along with three previous donors. Also, Amanda Brandon of the Riverside High School in Oakland received $2,150 for a concert band bass drum that was fully funded by Kutcher. Michael Moran of the Red Oak Middle School in Red Oak received just under $2,000 for five archery targets. Also, Sarah Martin at Shenandoah High School in Shenandoah received nearly $735 for five Spiro robots. And Chantel Voss at Trainer Elementary School in Trainer received just under $195 for book boxes and math activities and games. In a video statement, Ashton Kutcher said he grew up as a product of Iowa's public school system with, quote, teachers who went above and beyond, who sometimes cared more about me than themselves. He said, they inspired me, they made me believe in myself, they probably believed in me more than I believed in myself, and I probably wouldn't be where I am today without them. Kutcher, in addition to being an actor, is also a venture capitalist who invested in several technology companies. He dropped out of the University of Iowa, where he studied biochemical engineering, after winning a modeling contest in 1997. Outside of Iowa, Kutcher was among more than 50 athletes, actors, business people, and philanthropists on Thursday who participated in the Best School Day effort. More than $14 million was given to fund nearly 12,000 projects nationwide. In a follow-up to a report Thursday morning, additional details have been released about the arrest of a Glenwood woman who faces 11 felony counts of dependent adult abuse and one felony count of ongoing criminal conduct. 35-year-old Tanya Fustos was arrested Tuesday after an investigation was conducted by the state of Iowa's Medicaid Fraud Control Unit. She was released Wednesday without having to post bond, but is expected to make all of her court dates. Fustos' next court appearance will be a preliminary hearing on March 30th. If convicted of ongoing criminal conduct, she could be sentenced to up to 25 years in prison. She could face up to 5 years in prison on each of the dependent adult abuse charges. According to court documents, Fustos, while acting as the director for caregivers for dependent adults, committed a series of financial exploitation violations from August of 2014 to February of 2015. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Shelley Sudman, who will prosecute the case, said Fustos hired her husband's painting company to paint the rooms of the dependent adults. Bustos reportedly charged the residents more than $100 for the work. According to the arrest affidavit, Bustos allegedly directed her employees to use the dependents' personal funds to pay for the invoices. Sudmund likened the allegations to renting an apartment and being asked to pay for maintenance even though you're already paying rent. Sudmund also said it did not look like all the billed work was actually done. At the time of the alleged financial exploitation violations, Bustos worked as director for Developmental Services of Iowa. She currently works for AmeriHealth Caritas, and Bustos has been ordered not to advise clients on their accounts until her case is resolved. A man walking along Highway 25 in Adams County Wednesday afternoon ended up being arrested on a drug charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 32-year-old Kyle Eugene Guile of Lenox was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Guile was being held on $300 bond in the Adams County Jail. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers announced Thursday that the Clarinda Police Department has officially switched to an auto-attendant telephone system. The change went into effect at 1 p.m. Thursday. Brothers said it was necessitated by the city of Clarinda's 911 dispatch center closure and all the operations being turned over to Page County. The chief says they appreciate your cooperation as they switch to the new system. It's very user-friendly, he says, and state-of-the-art. If you have any questions or concerns about the system, you can contact Chief Brothers. An official with the Iowa Department of Transportation's District 4 office in Atlantic says a public open house meeting will be held by the Iowa DOT on Thursday, March 24th, to discuss summer 2016 construction projects on Interstates 29 and I-80 and U.S. Highway 275. DOT District 4 engineer Troy German says the public informational meeting will inform the public about what to expect during the upcoming construction season. The Iowa DOT anticipates that ongoing work will impact people traveling on the interstate and businesses at the interchanges that are under construction. The 2016 construction projects will be discussed during that March 24th meeting, include I-29 and the U.S. 275 Highway 92 interchange, the East Interstate System of I-29-80, the West System Interchange of I-29-80, and consolidating railroad operations west of Mosquito Creek under I-29 and Iowa 92. DOT staff will provide an update on the ongoing environmental study and discuss the preliminary design alternatives for the I-29 I-480 West Broadway project as well. The meeting space is accessible for persons with disabilities, but if you require special accommodations, you're asked to notify the DOT by March the 17th. And if you cannot attend the open house, a virtual online meeting will be available beginning March 24th and accessible through a website, the link to which is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Iowa DOT is in the process of reconstructing the Interstate 80, I-29, and I-480 in the Council Bluffs metropolitan area. The comprehensive interstate redesign is expected to modernize the highway system and improve the mobility and safety of about 18 miles of interstate. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.